Hello, Petrina. Thanks very much for joining us. You're head of asset management at Tritax Big Box REIT. So I guess, what's the sentiment like for industrial occupiers at the moment, especially in light of high rents, high demand in the sector, but also issues obviously affecting affordability?
It is basic supply demand. And with vacancy rates in this sector at below 3% and still significant demanding in inquiries, it has pushed up rents, definitely in some areas, approximately 20% in the last year. But rent remains a relatively small component of overall supply chain costs, which is what we really focus on for our customers, with 70 to 80% of their costs really attributable to labour and distribution costs. In the last year, they've also seen a huge spike in utility costs, as we all have, but approximately 40%, which obviously for a number of our customers who have highly automated units, that is a significant unforeseen cost. We've also seen the rates revaluation exercise. And again, for pure play e-commerce sort of distribution space, in some areas that's seen a 30% hike. The upshot of all of these costs are that a number of our customers are looking at how can they benefit from better economies of scale. And they can do that by consolidating from smaller, older, less efficient units into a larger single platform with the economies of scale of management, but also through better specification for items like ESG, better thermal protection, they can reduce operating costs too. But it gives them more flexibility for their business. Thus, it is a long-term investment, but it does have knock-on financial benefits too.
Petrina, obviously you're a landlord there. So how can you use asset management to help occupiers unlock value from their buildings?
We like to think of ourselves as strategic in our asset management approach. Standard asset management just relies on lease events like rent reviews and lease expiries to generate a conversation with a customer. We actually like to really partner our customers and bring more lateral thinking to it. So we like to really get to know how our asset fits into their network, fits into their business, whether it's fit for purpose for the future. What we've done is develop the skill set of our team, our asset management team, so that aside from just property expertise, we also have 3PL logistics expertise, occupier expertise, ESG, and also we have a head of strategic power, which has again been an increasingly important area for our customers. And each of our team members buddies up with somebody within our customer organization, be it ESG, be it the power procurement, be it the head of logistics, so that we can really get a more holistic view of what is important to our customer. And we want to find solutions for them. We want to be their landlord of choice for the future. We want our asset to be resilient and fit for purpose for the future. Now, it might be that we can't meet their ideals through our existing unit. Perhaps we've already put in mezzanine floors. We can't extend it, or it's not in the right location for their future network. And there we bring in our development platform. We have a number of options through various different stages of the planning and development process. And we're hopeful that we'll be able to find an alternative solution for them. The benefit of working with us across this piece is that we can dovetail moving out of one unit or multiple units into a new unit, which might not align exactly with lease events or lease dates. So actually working together and collaboratively, we can find them a solution that's fit for the future and continue that relationship, that important relationship that we've developed.
You mentioned a little bit there, ESG. So how does this support the ESG agenda? And obviously that's both for you and the occupiers, because you'll both have your own targets to meet there.
At Tritax, we're really passionate about ESG. It really is embedded into everything that we do, from acquisition analysis through management approach and practices, and also key criteria when we're considering disposals. We don't shy away from assets which don't meet our ESG criteria. However, we do assess that there's ability to retrofit, improve, to meet our key criteria. And that's absolutely essential for our customers because that's what they need for the future. Most of our customers have been very public in their agenda and also set key milestones and deadlines for which item of their strategy they are to meet, especially obviously carbon net zero timetables. And there is a need to work collaboratively between landlord and tenant to be able to achieve those ideals. So initiatives such as roof-mounted solar, EV charging points, wind turbines, rainwater harvesting, but also amenities on site. So how are we attracting and retaining the right labour for them? So these are items such as good cafeteria space, good breakout space, internal gyms, outside seating areas, to really make it an attractive place for people to come and work. We even have one occupier who has a barber on site, which is very well received by their employees. And we see that as linking in with the S. We see the sort of labour conundrum really linking in with the S of ESG. And another area that we've developed is a partnership with a wonderful regional charity called School Readers. And they are a regional charity. They put volunteers into primary schools to read with primary school children and to improve literacy. And we have a relationship with them whereby we support and fund volunteers in every county where we own an asset. And the charity has grown as we have grown the portfolio, and they have moved into new counties specifically because we've acquired assets in those counties. This then aligns in helping the employees of our customers.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to see how the discussion has actively moved on there in terms of the S, the social impact side. So really interesting to see what's happening there. Thanks very much for joining us, Petrina.
No, pleasure. Thanks for inviting me.